Shutter Speed Lesson 4. Shutter Speed. In this lesson, we'll dive into shutter speed, but here's the catch. Shutter speed doesn't work alone. It goes hand in hand with aperture and ISO, forming the exposure triangle. To truly understand how they all work together, make sure you've read Lesson 3 on aperture and plan to explore Lesson 5 on ISO. Once you've got the full picture, you'll be ready to experiment and bring your creative visions to life. Shutter speed is a critical element in film photography, significantly influencing the exposure and overall aesthetic of your images. In simple terms, shutter speed refers to the amount of time that the camera's shutter remains open when taking a photograph. This duration can range from fractions of a second to several seconds or even minutes, depending on the desired effect and lighting conditions. The importance of shutter speed lies in its direct impact on the exposure of your film. A fast shutter speed, such as 1/1000th of a second, allows very little light to hit the film, which is ideal for capturing fast-moving subjects or shooting in bright conditions. Conversely, a slow shutter speed, like 1 second or longer, permits more light to enter, making it suitable for low-light environments or for creating motion blur effects. Understanding how to manipulate shutter speed can help you achieve specific artistic goals in your filmography projects. For example, if you want to convey the sensation of movement in a photograph, using a slower shutter speed can create a smooth blur that enhances the feeling of motion. On the other hand, a quick shutter speed freezes action, which is excellent for capturing sharp details in dynamic scenes. In filmography, where unpredictability is often embraced, experimenting with shutter speed can lead to unique and surprising results. You might find that adjusting your shutter speed during different lighting conditions can yield unexpected textures and contrasts in your film. It is essential to practice and observe how varying your shutter speed affects the final image, as this understanding will significantly enhance your film processing skills. When you use a fast shutter speed, such as 1/500th of a second, the film is exposed to light for a very short period. This results in a sharper image with less motion blur, which is ideal for capturing fast-moving subjects, like sports or wildlife. However, you need to ensure there is enough light available, as a fast shutter speed limits the amount of light that reaches the film. If there's not enough light, your image may turn out dark or underexposed. On the other hand, a slow shutter speed, like 1/30th of a second or longer, allows more light to hit the film for a greater duration. This can create interesting effects, such as motion blur, where moving subjects appear streaked or blurred. This technique can add a dynamic quality to your images, conveying a sense of movement or speed. However, using a slow shutter speed requires a steady hand or a tripod to avoid unintentional blurring of stationary elements in your shot. When experimenting with shutter speed in filmography, try to capture the same scene with different settings. Take one shot with a fast shutter speed and another with a slow shutter speed. This practice will help you see firsthand how shutter speed influences both exposure and motion blur, and it will enhance your ability to choose the right settings for your artistic vision. Additionally, remember that the use of various film stocks can also affect how your images respond to different shutter speeds. Some films are more forgiving in low light and can produce beautiful results even with slower speeds, while others may require more light to achieve the desired exposure. That's why it's essential to understand a film's ISO rating, which we'll explore in detail in the next lesson. As you become more familiar with your camera and the films you use, you'll gain a better understanding of how to manipulate shutter speed to achieve the effects you want. Experimenting. Here are some approaches to consider when exploring shutter speeds. Slow shutter speeds. When using a slow shutter speed, typically anything slower than 1/60th of a second, you can create a sense of motion in your images. For instance, if you're photographing a moving subject like a person walking or a car driving by, a slower shutter speed will blur the movement while keeping the stationary objects sharp. This technique can convey dynamism and energy in your photographs. To experiment, try shooting in low light conditions or during the evening to see how the motion blur interacts with artificial lights. Panning. Panning involves moving your camera in sync with a moving subject while using a slower shutter speed. This technique keeps the subject relatively in focus while blurring the background, emphasizing the speed and direction of the subject. To achieve this effect, set your shutter speed to around 1/30th of a second, and practice following the subject's movement smoothly. This requires some practice to get the right timing and motion, but can yield fantastic results. Fast shutter speeds. Conversely, using a fast shutter speed, 1/500th of a second or faster, freezes motion, capturing a moment in time with incredible clarity. This is particularly effective for action shots, such as sports or wildlife photography. When shooting with fast shutter speeds, consider the lighting conditions. You may need more light or a higher ISO to ensure your images are well exposed. Double exposures. Lomography often embraces the unexpected, and double exposures can add an exciting layer to your photos. You can achieve this by exposing the same frame twice, either by rewinding the film and shooting again or by using a camera that allows for this feature. Play with different shutter speeds during each exposure to create surreal images that blend motion and stillness in inventive ways. Light trails. To capture the movement of light, such as car headlights at night, use a long exposure, several seconds to minutes. Set your camera on a stable surface or use a tripod, and open your shutter to record the light paths as they move across the frame. This can create stunning visual effects that emphasize the flow of time and movement. As you experiment with these techniques, take notes on your settings and the outcomes of each shot. This will help you understand how different shutter speeds affect your images and develop your film processing skills further. Remember, lomography is about having fun and being creative, so don't hesitate to push the boundaries and try new things. Using slow shutter speeds. Slow shutter speeds are typically defined as speeds slower than 1/60th of a second. This technique is perfect for creating motion blur, adding a sense of movement to your images. To achieve this effect, stabilize your camera. Use a tripod or a stable surface to prevent unwanted camera shake. If you're shooting handheld, practice steadying your body, using your arms to brace the camera against your torso. Experiment with movement. Capture moving subjects, such as people walking or cars passing by. Allow the motion to blur, which can convey the energy of a scene. Play with light trails. At night, use slow shutter speeds to capture light trails from moving vehicles or other light sources. This technique can create stunning visual effects that highlight the dynamism of urban environments. Long exposure techniques. For even slower exposures, consider using neutral density filters to reduce the amount of light entering the lens. This allows for longer exposures in bright conditions, which can result in ethereal landscapes or soft water effects. Using fast shutter speeds. Fast shutter speeds, typically faster than 1/500th of a second, are essential for freezing action and capturing sharp images of fast-moving subjects. Here's how to make the most of fast shutter speeds. Freeze motion. Use fast shutter speeds to capture subjects in motion, such as athletes in action or wildlife. This technique will help you preserve the details of the moment. Increase your ISO. In low light conditions, you may need to increase your film's ISO rating to ensure you can use a fast shutter speed without underexposing your image. Utilize natural light. Shoot in well-lit environments to take advantage of fast shutter speeds without compromising exposure. Early morning or late afternoon light can provide beautiful, dynamic lighting. Experiment with strobing. If available, use flash to enhance your fast shutter speed photography. The burst of light can help illuminate your subject while allowing for quick capture in darker settings. To develop your skills in film processing, particularly in capturing motion and light with shutter speed, it's essential to engage in practical exercises that allow you to experiment and learn. Here are a few exercises you can try. Exercise 1. Freezing motion. Choose a subject that is in motion, such as a friend running, a moving vehicle, or a pet playing. Set your camera to a fast shutter speed, e.g., 1/500th or faster, to freeze the action. Take a series of shots to see how different shutter speeds affect the clarity of the motion. Review the images, and notice how faster speeds can capture sharp details while slower speeds result in motion blur. Exercise 2. Creating motion blur. For this exercise, find a busy location, like a street or park. Use a slower shutter speed, e.g., 1/30s or 1/15s, and capture the movement of people or vehicles. As you shoot, pan your camera along with the moving subjects to create a dynamic blur effect. This technique can add a sense of motion and energy to your photographs. Experiment with different speeds and panning techniques to see how they influence your images. Exercise 3. Light trails. To capture light trails, such as car headlights at night, set your camera on a tripod to avoid camera shake. Use a slow shutter speed, e.g., 1/10 seconds. Open the shutter while the cars are passing, allowing the light from their headlights to create trails in your photo. Experiment with different durations to see how the length of the exposure affects the final image. Be mindful of the ambient light in the scene, as it can impact the overall exposure. Exercise 4. Double exposure experimentation. For a creative twist, try double exposures by taking two different shots on the same frame. Capture a fast-moving subject first, then immediately follow up with a static scene or a slow-moving subject using a slower shutter speed. This will blend the two images and create a unique effect that showcases both motion and stillness. Many lomography cameras offer the ability to create double exposures easily, so take advantage of this feature. Exercise 5. Light painting. Gather some light sources, such as flashlights or sparklers, and head to a dark space. Set your camera to a slow shutter speed, e.g., 10/30 seconds. While the shutter is open, move the light source around to create patterns or write words in the air. This technique not only captures motion but also allows you to play with light in a creative way. Experiment with different speeds and movements to see how they affect the resulting image. Choosing the right camera for your needs. Not all film cameras offer slow shutter speeds like 10 to 30 seconds. Some max out at just 5 seconds or less. If long exposure photography is part of your creative vision, be sure to check the camera's shutter speed range before making your choice. Selecting the right camera ensures it can keep up with your artistic needs, whether you're capturing light trails, dreamy nightscapes, or fast-moving action. After completing these exercises, develop your film and analyze the results. Look for the differences in how shutter speed has impacted the motion and light in your photographs. This hands-on practice will enhance your understanding of film photography and improve your skills in processing and capturing dynamic images.